In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Queen of the Seraphic Order, Saint Joseph, Holy Father, Saint Francis, Holy Mother, Saint Clare, all the Franciscan saints and blesseds, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we celebrate all saints of the Franciscan order, or of the Seraphic order, as it is sometimes referred to, because our Holy Father, Saint Francis, wanted to serve God like the seraphs in heaven did and do, because he knew that they were the highest rank of the angels, and he wanted to be on fire with love of God as they were. And he was inspired, we know, with the grace of God to really, if you talk about innovation in one sense, St. Francis was a spiritual innovator in that he came up with this, with the help of God's grace, this new way of life, which really was the old way of life. He wanted to live like the apostles. That's why he calls it the apostolic life, or as he referred to it, the gospel. He wanted, that's what he says in the rule, he wants to live the holy gospel. And that, of course, is the same kind of life that our Lord and his Blessed Mother lived. They lived the gospel life, Jesus and Our Lady most perfectly, and St. Francis wanting to be the lesser brother in the house of Mary and Jesus, wanted to live that same kind of life, the life of the gospel. As our Lord says so clearly here in the gospel today, that passage about the rich young man who comes up to our Lord and asks him, what must he do to attain everlasting life? And our Lord gives him the Ten Commandments, which we're all required to follow. We all must follow those. They are not options. And then he says, I've done those since my youth. And then our Lord gives him what is called the evangelical counsels. Those are the things that we can take up if we discern that God is asking us to do that. They're counsels because they're not required by everyone, but our Lord is counseling those who have been given the grace to go and sell everything, and you will have treasure in heaven, and then come follow me. It's always understood that these are the vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. Now, everybody has to practice those virtues. Everybody has to acquire those virtues, but some are asked, or some are given that grace to make the vow as well, to help them to acquire the virtue. And this passage that is in the gospel today, when Holy Father St. Francis had some followers, he went to the parish church. He asked the priest to open up the gospels after they prayed to the Holy Spirit. He asked the priest to open it up randomly, the gospels, three times, and each time he took a different passage. The priest would read him a passage that he might say, his finger pointed to. And that is the first one that he found that the pastor pointed to St. Francis was this one today, which St. Francis took those three passages and incorporated them in the rule they were like the marrow, as he called it, the marrow of the gospel, the essentials of what the gospel life was all about. And in living those passages of the gospel, our Lord was going to conform then St. Francis, like St. Paul said, conform him to Christ and him crucified, that which we are all called to become, conformed to Christ and him crucified. Because we know that when our Lord says, come follow me, you know, it means to follow him to Calvary. and through Calvary to the resurrection, that new life that is the life of heaven, where now we have all these Franciscan saints who have gone ahead of us, who have lived this gospel life on earth and have given us the good example and have now merited, as St. Francis said, that reward that God will give to those who take up this life. Not only in the first order, of course, but those of you who are in the second order or third order, especially, you know, that you're all called, we're all called to live the gospel and according to our state in life. And each one does it in the way proper to that state. And we have all these different saints who have shown forth really the richness and the fruitfulness of this way of life that our Holy Father St. Francis was inspired to live. And of course, we begin today as well the novena in preparation for the Immaculate Conception on the Feast of All Saints of the Franciscan Order, because this is the day that the rule of St. Francis was finally approved by the Pope and given the Church's approbation, that says if you live this way of life, if you follow this rule of St. Francis, trying to live the gospel as St. Francis was inspired to do, following the imitation of the apostles, not just the early church, because the apostles were required to do that one thing more extra, you know, to live without anything of their own. And St. Francis wanted to live that apostolic life like the apostles, who were only following Our Lady and Saint our Lord in wanting to live this life, the life of evangelical poverty, chastity, and obedience. And of course, it's only fitting that we begin this novena on the Feast of All Saints of the Franciscan Order, the day the rule was approved, and end it on the Immaculate Conception, because really that's, if you want to boil it all down to, the reason why St. Francis became the saint he was, and all those who followed him, it's through the mediation of those graces from Our Lady that acquired his vocation, as he says, in the first place, why they lived at the Porciuncula, the little portion. And every saint who's ever become a saint has achieved that because they have received the graces from Our Lady to do it. So he truly put everything into Our Lady's hands. And so it's only fitting that, you know, the novena in preparation for the Immaculate Conception begin on this day. We want to ask Our Lady in a special way today also to assist each and every one of us, those especially who are following the Poverello, St. Francis, in this way of life, that we may truly live up to that life as St. Francis held out to all those who would follow after him. It is said that on Judgment Day, when those who are Franciscans, when they die, they will be first judged by St. Francis as to whether or not they fulfilled their vocation worthily in following him. And he really is a tough act to follow, because he lived that life so perfectly and so generously that he became another image of Christ crucified. May Our Lady help us and assist us all to live out our vocations, especially those who have a Franciscan vocation, that we may truly be worthy sons and daughters of St. Francis and St. Clare. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.